to the stars, the inner visions. They tell you times get hard, but you won't ever listen. They're aiming straight for your heart, but you won't let them near you. Falling apart is something you won't do. Oh, think I might found me queen and plump. All so fresh, so clean. I go, tell me you're ready and we can meet tonight. I'm down right if you need a guy.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAndrew. Hopefully, my voice sounds okay. Part of the reason why I have been MIA is because, one, my voice went out because of a sinus infection, and two, I'm newly engaged, so I was actually having a lot of fun and just kind of overflowing in joy with that experience. And three, I want to say a happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers, new fathers, old fathers, grandfathers, mentors, and everybody. Like I said, I know it's pretty late, but I really intended on working while I was actually on vacation during that time. And I also would like to say a special happy belated Father's Day to my fiance, Mr. Coley. Now that we have all that mushy stuff out the way, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for continuing to sip the podcast. And I really miss you guys, like, honestly. So we're going to get right into it. So let's say you are having trouble connecting with your audience, right? And you want to be the source of, you want to be that person that knows how, where, and you have the great content to share. I'm going to give five ways or five examples for you to be that source, that person who has that great content that is share worthy. One, so depending on what you are, if you are a blogger or a podcaster or a journalist, make sure you use great headlines. It doesn't matter how wonderful or finely tuned your content is. If you don't grab your reader or visitor's attention with a punchy headline, he or she won't click and read. Always remember that great content is only as good as its packaging, and that includes, besides relevance, theme and timelines, great headlines, and calls to action. Number two, choose your theme or topic carefully. Notice what's currently trending. Boil that down to what's going viral in your specific niche. Then look for indicators that a topic is about to go viral. For example, it has just started to go viral on one social platform, then fast track it to mainstream via your Facebook ad, as well as your blog or podcast. Choosing the right topic and fitting it into a focus theme is a major part of becoming a successful source that people will go to first to hear the best tips, recommendations, or information. Three, make sure you promote your site with emails, newsletters. We have noticed the trend of a lot of websites including newsletters, but that's also a great way to build your email library. Don't neglect using emails to drive people to your site to read your content. One way is to put out an email newsletter and include top content within it so that you leave your readers wanting more. That's the key, leaving your readers, your clients, your potential clients wanting more. Then suggest that they visit your site. If you're sending in small segments, a paragraph here, a quote there, then you don't need to ask permission. But if you're sending an entire article within your newsletter, it is essential you do ask permission. But your best strategy is to ensure your newsletter contains outstanding nuggets of information and make sure to keep it short. For each item, direct people back to your site. Make sure that you're making their appetite want more. The next one, and we always do it, is consider reviews. So another successful formula is bringing your audience the best reviews on a particular product or topic. If you want to present an entire review in a blog, observe the following precautions. Ask permission and get it in writing. Choose only short reviews and give yourself a word or line limit. For example, reviews consisting of one paragraph and no more than 7 lines. This is especially important if you're not focusing on one review per post. And make sure to keep the review strictly on topic. For example, only on a particular item or only your true best of. If you don't want to present an entire review, pinpoint only the key takeaway sentence from each review you are quoting from. And the final nugget I'm going to give to be the source for content is to make sure you plan, and I say plan, every element of your content. This is a crucial element to successful content, making sure it fits into a specific marketing plan. So, for example, if you decide to run your 7 reviews on the latest product, and the latest product that I actually saw a few minutes ago was a lemon sprayer. So let's say for that, let's say if you decide to run your 7 reviews on the latest lemon sprayer, ask yourself, how does this fit with my theme, my topic, my monetization strategy, my followers? Then also ask yourself, how can I make this work for me? Then ask yourself, how can I make this even more successful for me? That sort of thinking and analysis will quickly lead you to ideas such as starting a specific review blog, starting a specific review section, becoming known for always reviewing new products on a certain day. For example, it could be Review Monday. The point is, any one of these ideas could be the one that resonates with you. Just make sure with whatever you do or decide, it fits in with your central marketing plan and goals, as well as with your audience. Know why you are doing what you do at every step with every piece of content. This has been another episode. I've been your host, Alexis DeAngelo. Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. And I will definitely make sure I won't leave you guys hanging for so long. I just didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to record an episode and you guys could hardly hear me. So until we meet again, which will probably be another time this week, have a great week. Oh, and by the way, make sure you download your free ebook from perfectedprojects.com, as I am still launching the LinkedIn course. It'll be available in July. Again, that is perfectedprojects.com, and you can get your free ebook there. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.